Good morning, Gdansk!
Good morning, Gdansk. You are back with Evelina Potocka.
And Chris Farman. Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo serdecznie. Here we are again.
Here we are. It's Friday. let's get you in that Friday feeling.
7 minut po 11, piąteczek piątunio. We call it like Friday, you know, like a small Friday, piąteczek piątunio, little one.
It's getting there, you know, now it's a weekend, fantastic, like, I can't wait for the weekend. This is what I've been dreaming about from Monday.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, tomorrow again here.
Tomorrow again, exactly what I've been dreaming about.
No więc właśnie.
So, if you're hard at work right now, do us a favor, step away from your computer, lock the office door, turn the radio up, or, of course, if you're listening to us online, then keep the computer on, and let us make you smile for the next 1 hour. Let's do it. That was the Cardigans, my favorite game.
Yes, indeed. I Marta, chyba też jesteśmy jej favorite show, a może favorite radio. I'm always here, napisała nasza słuchaczka. Bardzo dobrze, pani Marto.
And of course, what I love about this is the cardigans. Come on. These are names for bands. Like, next thing we have the teddy bears, probably. And they're very, like, soft names for bands.
Boyzone is my favorite of all the time.
Okay, so last week, as we all know, last week, as you all know, there was a tragic attack in New Zealand. And obviously, many people lost their lives. And we are lucky enough to have our own New Zealander here in Gdansk, living here. And he has been helping set up a fund, basically, to help the victims' families and support them. And basically, here he is. Here's Nari to tell us more about the page, which
is supported by New Zealand government. And there's a group in New Zealand Council of Victim Support Group based in Wellington. And they helped with the big organizations, carriers and banks and government. They put it together. They work together. The website called givealittle.co.nz. So there's a fund for victim support, official page. So what does that mean? There's a single source where all the funds comes. That fund will go directly to the victim's family and the support group which is needed to create that fund spread to them properly.
So right now you have just over $7 million, which is quite amazing, raised already. How exactly is this going to be spent?
The part of that, what has been we discussed, and basically it's the whole fund will be going into the actual families. So when you see that the 50 people died, it's not only those 50 family, there's a lots of family, they are in a hospital and they are in the process of recovery. So that's going to take not only weeks or months, it's going to take years. So there's going to be a process and government involved, and they're going to be put in the right place and right process to raise that money. It's going toward the victim family at the end of the day.
And once more, if people do want to make a donation to this, where can they find it?
givealittle.co.nz.
Thank you for taking your time to speak with us today.
Thank you. And once again, I believe that every one of us have, you know, little responsibility to go against this kind of event. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is a humanity. Even a $1 helps. Create awareness. If you cannot help, create awareness for it.
Dobrze powiedziane.
That's amazing. Such an incident, but still it brings people closer together. And actually that $7 million is almost $8 million now. $8 million they've raised, which is...
Pomagają ludzie z całego świata.
Amazing.
From all around the world.
Yes, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he's just trying to raise awareness here in Europe as well. Just amazing. And I do love how it just brings the countries together. You know, it brings countries together in these incidents. And of course, we've had incidents in Poland and everywhere in the world. But of course, there are many, many funds, like, because obviously the governments, the actual governments in the countries can't fund everything. So there is many, like you were saying, Evelina, crowdsourcing funds for many different organizations around the world. And this is quite amazing. I think this is great that we all kind of participate.
Zgadza się. Hello, Margaret napisała do nas. My sister lives in New Zealand and it's terrible. Tak, no bo w Nowej Zelandii is a country which is the safest, basically, in the world. And Christchurch. Ja nie byłeś w Nowej Zelandii. Ja miałam okazję odwiedzić ten kraj. Naprawdę kraj, gdzie właściwie niczego nie musisz się bać. I taka sytuacja.
And even Christchurch in 2011, they had the earthquake as well, which destroyed a lot. So they've been through a lot, actually. They've been through a lot. But okay, so let's get back onto a happier note now.
Ale pamiętajcie o swoich dobrych serduszkach. Zawsze warto pomagać.
If you knew my story word for word.
11:20 and that is Young Folks. Now, Evelina.
Ja mam do ciebie pytanie, no ale dobra, dawaj już pierwszy. I also want to ask you something.
What is a parent's biggest nightmare?
Dziecko, które się zgubi and you can't find it.
Not exactly. Parents' biggest nightmare is having their child not leave home.
Yes. Czyli proszę, ekstremalnie w drugą stronę.
So what age did you move out?
I was quite young. I was 19 and I just left completely. I went from Gdańsk to Krakow.
Okay.
And so then, that was like, you know, the opposite side.
And now, next question. How many times per day do you speak to your mother?
No, I'm not that kind of person.
Really?
Także tutaj niestety...
Wow.
Źle trafiłeś.
I think you're the first Polish woman I've met who doesn't speak to her mother every single day.
Ja jestem bardzo samodzielna. And you, mami!
No, like, maybe...
Jak wyprać te majtki, mamuniu!
Maybe once a week, once, twice a week, something like this. But again, it's the same conversations, you know? It's like, oh, hi, what's new? Oh, nothing.
But what's up?
Yeah. And it's, and I'm like, okay, so yeah, I'm busy anyway, so I've got to go. 5 minute conversation, done.
Ale wiesz, tak, to jest, jeśli chodzi o telefony and WhatsApp, I recently saw an advert, and there was like guys who, what's up? To jest taki American style, prawda? Like, what's up? Or do you also do it in UK?
I don't do
what's
that.
Up?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But the biggest problem right now is parents. Parents.
Jak to parents najgorszym problemem?
They have a problem with their children not leaving home. So obviously before, maybe 10, 15 years ago, most children would leave home at the age of, say, 18, 19. This was the age. Most parents thinking, okay, I have a child, 18 years time, then I've got time for myself. Now it's not the case. So most kids are staying home. For example, in Poland, people study up until, what, 24, 25 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got a kid now until 25, until they actually decide to start working and move out. But I think most people even stay at home until maybe 30. I would say 30 is now the average age until people tend to leave home.
I są specjalne badania, musielibyśmy poszukać. Najgorsza sytuacja z tego, co się orientuję, jest in Italy. That's and especially guys, boys, like sons.
Yeah, mommy's boys.
Exactly. Jest nawet takie zjawisko właśnie, no, mami i synków. Yep. I we Włoszech to jest bardzo ciężka sprawa.
And this is a big problem because obviously parents get annoyed at the smallest of things. So leaving the lights on, for example, the kitchen.
To jest when, temat rzeka.
When the kids decide to make something in the kitchen is a disaster zone. It looks like a bomb has just hit it.
I zawsze zjedzone w środku nocy. Where is my cheese?
Yeah, but to be honest, I was terrible for one thing. I would give some washing to my mum, like just for example, one shirt, one pair of trousers. 10 p.m. the night before, and I'd be like, okay, mum, I want this for the next day. You know?
Please, please, there's a magic word.
I don't think I use please at that age. So if you are a parent, let us know, actually, what problems do you have with your kids? And be honest. Tell us what are the problems that you're having with your kids on 603-060606. Or, of course, you can message us on Facebook at Good Morning Gdansk.
Kasia napisała, I had a boyfriend once and he lived with his mother and he never wanted to leave the house, so that's why we are not together anymore. Takie przypadki, no, też niestety się zdarzają. No trudno, ona musi się wyrwać. Miło tam jest przecież. Wszystko podane pod nos.
We also have Paulina, and Paulina's main complaint about her child is the 1 hour long showers.
Oh.
Come on, I have to agree. Even right now, actually, my neighbors downstairs, they have a cheaper water bill and there's two of them compared to me who lives upstairs just by myself. I like long showers. What's wrong with a long shower?
Czyściutki, pachnący.
And of course, most parents now as well are saying actually that they age like a dog. Yeah, so parents age 7 years.
Wyjaśnij. Narysuj.
As a parent, you age 7 years to your teenager's 1 year. Apparently, this is what most parents are saying right now.
Rodzice, trzymajcie się ciepło. Zawsze możecie do nas napisać, nas posłuchać, uśmiechnąć się przynajmniej raz w ciągu dnia. 603-060606.
Okay, it is almost 11:30. So here comes the news with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdańsk English Service.
EU draft plans propose Brexit delay. Floating gas terminal in Gulf of Gdansk, one step closer to reality. Good morning. The UK could be offered a Brexit delay to the 22nd May on the condition MPs approve the PM's deal next week, the latest draft European Council document says. But if MPs vote the withdrawal deal down for a third time, EU leaders would back a shorter delay until the 12th of April. The draft conclusions seen by the BBC say the UK would then be expected to indicate a way forward before this date. But they are still subject to change as discussions continue. The UK is due to leave the EU on the 29th of March if no extension to the Article 50 process is agreed. Bosnian Serb Radovan Karadzic loses war crimes genocide appeal. A United Nations appeal court in The Hague on Wednesday dismissed an appeal by the former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic against his convictions for crimes committed during the Bosnian War and increased his sentence from a 40-year prison term to life in prison. The presiding judge said that the previous verdict was too light given the sheer scale and systematic cruelty of Karadzic's crimes. Karadzic showed no reaction upon hearing the verdict. Survivors present in the courthouse were heard applauding the decision. Both the prosecution and defence had appealed the outcome of the first trial in 2016, when Karadzic was found guilty of committing genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes during the 1992-95 conflict. During the war, Karadzic served as president of the Bosnian Serb Republic and his armed forces tried to ethnically cleanse Serb-controlled areas of its Bosniak Muslims. New Zealand will ban all types of semi-automatic weapons and assault rifles following the Christchurch attacks, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said. The announcement comes less than a week after 50 people were killed at two mosques, allegedly by a lone gunman. Ms Ardern said, 6 days after this attack, we are announcing a ban on all military-style semi-automatics, MSSA, and all assault rifles in New Zealand. An amnesty and a buyback scheme is being imposed so the owners of affected weapons could hand them in. Ardern said the buyback could cost up to $200 million, but that this is the price that we must pay to ensure the safety of our communities. Murders of Christians going unreported in mainstream news. More than 120 Christians have been killed in Nigeria since February 2019, with 52 last Monday alone. According to a web portal, Cath.net, which raised the story, the agency quotes reports from the Christian Post. By the end of February, 38 Christians were murdered during a similar attack and the local church set fire deliberately. Nigeria ranks 12th in the world of countries where Christians are at most risk of persecution. Floating gas terminal in Gulf of Gdansk, one step closer to reality. A decision to build a floating gas terminal in Gdansk in the future has been taken, according to a government spokesperson, on strategic energy infrastructure. On Wednesday, the spokesperson participated in a Senate debate considering legislation on an agreement between Poland and Denmark regarding the Baltic Pipe project, a strategic gas infrastructure project with the goal of creating a new gas supply corridor in the European market. He advised that gas demand in Poland is growing year on year. He also added that in 2022, the existing long-term Yamalsky contract, which supplies gas from Russia to Poland currently, will not be extended. By 2023, if the Baltic Pipe gas pipeline will be completed, it will, along with other sources of gas, provide Poland with all its natural gas needs. It was emphasized that the decision to implement the floating gas terminal near Gdansk has already been made because the government has started building interconnectors with neighbouring countries. Wizz Air announces new route from Gdansk to London Gatwick. Wizz Air has recently announced that it is introducing flights from Gdansk to London Gatwick Airport from June 2019. This announcement makes it the third London airport to which you can fly to from Gdansk. Additionally, this summer, other carriers are also planning new connections from Gdansk, including Berlin, Oslo, Bremen, Barcelona, Athens and Newcastle.
The weather.
Today will be sunny with clear skies and daytime temperatures reaching 18 degrees centigrade, 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
Good morning, guys.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Good morning, Gdańsk. We are still here.
Yes, 11:37. Good morning, Gdańsk. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far. We are putting you in that Friday feeling. Now, we're talking about children being a pain.
And parents.
Yes, children and parents. Children are not leaving the nest soon enough.
No i proszę, panie się odezwał. A, i pan też, córka 8 lat i na razie nie ma problemu z wyfruwaniem z gniazda, za to inny problem widzi nasz słuchacz, wulgaryzmy przyniesione ze szkoły, czasami nawet gorsze niż można usłyszeć na budowie, napisał Sebastian.
My parents always told me that if they heard me using any bad words, that they would wash my mouth out with soap.
O, proszę yeah? bardzo, ale yeah. mój dziadek zawsze mówi, to dajesz piątaka. Give me 5 zlotys.
And of course, Margaret, all the time my daughter wants... wants her to do things with her, like the homework, so Margaret never has time for herself.
A to może tutaj taka barterowa wymiana. Margaret, dobrze, pomogę ci z matematyką, yes. a za to ty zmywasz albo
but
odkurzasz.
I'm really sorry, Margaret, but this is just part of being a parent. This is a... You have to live
ja
with this.
Ja się na to nie pisałam.
It was your decision. Now you have to live with this.
Niestety.
However, what about if I told you, as a parent, your child could make you over £250,000.
Ooh,
yes.
Są takie dzieciaczki na świecie?
So yesterday I read about a young lady. She is now 19 years old. She started a website when she was 17.
And the web... Ty znowu w tych internetach, znowu komputer, but...
Yeah. And basically, what she's done is she names Chinese babies.
Nadaje imiona chińskim dzieciom, tak?
Yes, exactly. So quite strange. However, she started this website when she was 17 years old, purely because one of her father's friends asked her to name her baby. Because now in China, Chinese babies normally have names which are 2 or 3 symbols, and they normally have a meaning. They have a meaning behind it rather than a name. So now Chinese people want Western names for their babies.
Czyli na przykład Jessica?
Like Jessica, yeah, exactly. Have you ever met a Chinese person named Jessica?
Nigdy.
You will now.
Ale właśnie.
So since she was 17, now she is 19, she has made £300,000. Just through naming Chinese babies.
300 tysięcy funtów.
Aha.
Dzięki temu.
In 2 years.
W 2 lata, że nadaje yep. zachodnie
names...
imiona chińskim dzieciom. Muszę to przetrawić.
She names 850 Chinese babies a day. That's how many requests that
to
she
tak
gets.
To tak jakby to były jej własne dzieci, you know, yep. like her own.
It's absolutely crazy. So now she has an algorithm and you name the baby on their characteristics. So the parent is allowed to pick 5 characteristics. So let's say intelligence, charismatic,
always like this.
They can pick 5 and then the algorithm gives them 3 suggestions which are best suited for these names.
Słuchajcie, no to jest naprawdę niesamowite. Pieniądze dzisiaj zarabiać można w bardzo różny sposób, o tym wiemy, ale nadawać imiona chińskim dzieciom to jest w ogóle kosmos, niesamowita sytuacja.
It's crazy, but I just think about myself, like at 17 years old,
no
I was, where was I?
Like, co robiłeś?
I was not thinking about this.
And party.
Exactly, yeah. 17? No, 18, of course. But there is also one more news that I did see this week. A guy from Australia. He is only 26 years old. I can't believe how young these people are. He's a millionaire, he's an e-commerce millionaire.
No i właśnie to chciałam powiedzieć. You read my mind and he's looking for an assistant.
Yes!
I hope it's a female and $52 miesięcznie oferuje. Tysięcy.
Exactly.
$52,000 miesięcznie można zarobić jako asystentka milionera. Uh-huh. Matthew Lepre, tak się nazywa.
Pays for all the travel, all the accommodation is included. You just travel around the world with him and be his assistant.
Tak, a wymagania. Media społecznościowe trzeba znać, dobra organizacja pracy, trzeba być chętnym do nauki, ambitna ma być osoba i mieć ważny paszport. No ludzie, yeah. praca marzeń dla mnie.
I'm leaving tomorrow, people. I'm leaving tomorrow. However, he's a 26-year-old guy.
And he looks...
He looks
very
quite handsome,
good.
So I'm not being funny, but I don't think I'm going to get the job. I think you have to be a 26-year-old girl.
26,
or maybe,
to może muszę sfałszować paszport do tego urodzenia.
Okay, let's go back in time a little bit with something special.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
Get some overhead lifters and 4-barrel quads, oh yeah.
cut up in chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll keep you get the money.
With a 4-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't no shit, where they get licensed. Grease lightning.
Go,
go, go. Go, grease lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile. Coasting through the hip-lap child. You are supreme, the chicks are cream. For Grizz Lightning, we'll get some purple French tail. That's 30-inch tins, oh yeah. A Palomino dashboard and doom of the tins, oh yeah. With new pistons, clubs and shocks, I can get all my rocks. You know that I ain't bragging, she's a real pussy wagon. Grizz Lightning,
Mr. John Travolta.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Travolta. Grease Lightning. That is a fantastic song.
A jeszcze a propos tego pana, który poszukuje asystenta albo asystentki. Jestem ciekawa, ile CV dostanie. I imagine he's snowed under with a lot of CVs. Ale 52 tysiące dolarów miesięcznie piechotą nie chodzi. No, można się poświęcić.
And we do have Carolina. Carolina, this is a funny story. Carolina has told us that her mum has said that she never has to leave the nest. Never. Never has to leave home. However, the mum has started collecting things like, for example, cutlery, like small items for when she does finally kind of push her out. And this is not the first person. Actually, I have friends also like this, which collect items, like buy items once a month, for example, like a toaster, a kettle, for when they actually decide to move out.
Everything you need.
Yeah. So over the space of 2 years, they have the whole kitchen sorted.
And the room. There is no room for the person to live in.
Absolutely crazy.
Za 14 minut będzie 12 i teraz będzie to pytanie, Christopher. Tak, I have to ask you, you should explain us. How does it work? How do you feel? How the Brits feel? Brexit subject. Ta-da!
Oh, Jesus, where to start?
Exactly. So, what's going on? How are your friends reacting? Because nobody knows what's going on.
No, exactly. And I went to a meeting actually a week ago, which was organized by the Polish Immigration Embassy and also the British Embassy here in Gdansk about Brexit, which was, it was knowledgeable, however, also a little bit of a waste of time because it was all hypothetical because nothing has happened yet.
No wash.
So they couldn't actually tell us, like, there was no outcome. Basically, the outcome is, I will be safe, don't worry, you will not lose me. I've already been here long enough, and basically I should
be...
So
you're Polish already, almost.
Almost, yes. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I think it's ridiculous, and I was talking to somebody, and they said that Their father actually had voted for Brexit.
Uh-huh. And now?
And actually, he still agrees with it. Mm-hmm. But his argument for this was that he believes a lot of the older generation of people voted for Brexit. So a lot of the older people voted to leave. And the problem is, actually, this won't affect the older people so much. They don't realize that actually it's probably going to affect the younger generation more, because the younger generation want to travel, they want to leave the country, they want to want to do stuff. Yeah, exactly. But right now, of course, we will see what happens. I don't know. I personally think it's not going to happen.
No, proszę, to by było szok.
Yeah, we will see. But then of course, Theresa May, this will be 2 years of wasted
Theresa
time.
Theresa May, ona naprawdę to jest, no, babka ma nerwy. To jeszcze na koniec, a French minister said, I called my cat Brexit because it stays by the open door and he meows that he wants to exit.
No way. And another thing, very quickly, if you're learning English, give up. Literally give up learning English, because so many new phrases have entered the dictionary. So there's new phrases from Brexit, like Brexit. The word Brexit was never a word before. We have Brexgret. Yeah, like to regret Brexit.
Brexgret, świetne.
Brexfix. Yeah, to fix Brexit. And seriously, all of these words have gone into the dictionary. It's insane. English language, I feel for you. You guys say Polish is difficult, but
Brex. So now it's short Brex. With no doubt.
Sunday morning.
Okay, it's Friday, officially the start of the weekend, and we have your weekend plans sorted. So this weekend's going to be fantastic. 16 degrees tomorrow. It's going to be hot.
Roverek.
Yes, very true. And you can take your Roverek down to Enniger Stadium and have a family picnic. So from today until Sunday, Enniger Stadium will have food trucks everywhere. So it's the first food truck of the season. 70 different trucks, loads of different food. Amazing. I have to say, I love food truck food. It's really something amazing. However, if you are still feeling the St. Patrick's Day tradition, maybe
jeszcze?
You're still feeling a little bit hungover. Who knows?
No właśnie, to jeszcze imprezujecie.
So if you're still feeling the green vibe from last week, then you can go down to the Gdansk Shakespeare Theatre on Sunday for Ballantine and Glendalough Show, if that's how you pronounce it correctly. What it is, it's Irish folk music and experimental music with... And apparently it's an unforgettable experience. So there you go.
Nie przekonujesz mnie.
Get a little bit of Irish in you. Why not? And of course, we have all of the expats out there. We have the Tri-City Expat meeting happening more or less every month or every week. But it will be on Tuesday next week. So you can go along and meet many expats from all across the world. This will be on Tuesday, the 26th of March at 5:45 in the Alhamia building.
Ale plan na jutro na pewno to jest od 11 do południa. Jesteście z nami, bo my tu będziemy dla was.
I completely forgot.
Jak możesz.
Yes.
To już jutro.
We are back tomorrow from 11 a.m. Do not miss us. Even, yeah, set an alarm. Set an alarm on your phone. 11 a.m, people. We are here. Set an alarm. Radio Gdansk.
Do usłyszenia jutro, Ewelina Potocka.
And Chris Farman.